Hey everybody, here is your weekly energetic check-in for April 17th to the 23rd. So I was hoping that I was going to be able to see where the Schumann was today before I did this, but I haven't seen the latest data come up yet. It's weird because it happens sometimes later in the afternoon, but I wanted to wait to see because I wanted to let you guys know where we were energetically. If I had to bet some money on it. I say this with a hesitation because things have kind of like gone wonky lately. You don't know what's up or what's down. But I'd say if I had to bet some money on it, I'm going to say that it's like lower. I'm going to say that it's like 10-ish is what I'm going to guess at. And I feel hesitant about that only because overnight, and so yesterday we went up to a power 51, which was like intense, like that's big energy, that's like the earth shaking, that's, you know, lots. I didn't check and see if there were earthquakes and stuff happening yesterday, but probably there were, because when the center of the earth's vibration reaches that type of a power, it affects a lot of things. And then today, when I woke up this morning, my head was very wobbly. So closing my eyes, feeling the tilt-a-whirl stuff happen. And that usually happens lately when it goes high like that. So, but then now it's shifted and changing. So I'm wondering if it kind of got a little bit of energy buildup and then it started to slow down. So we'll see. Maybe I'll post later in the Facebook group and let you guys know what it actually is, or you can look for my post so we can see. And it's funny because, and I had somebody make a comment the other day about this, but I used to be the same way. So when the high energy would come in, so when the Schumann resonance power was high, I would feel really good. I would have lots of energy. I would feel good. My head would be clear. And it would be the opposite. When it would go low, then I would not feel good. And now it's shifted. So now it's doing the opposite. So now when it's high like that, it just feels like a bit too much energy to process all at once. And when it feels lower, I actually feel good. I feel kind of like, okay, things are calming down. Things are a little bit quieter. And I wonder if this is because they're just saying collectively. So I wonder if like everybody's frequency is starting to change a bit, and that's why that also is changing. I also believe that it has the effect on you based on your frequency at that time. So if you are, you know, if you are at a place where you're not feeling good vibrationally, or you're carrying a lot of heavy negative energy, or you're, you know, and that's showing up in your physical body and all of that, then it becomes more difficult, right? Like everything, when the higher frequencies come in, it becomes more difficult to process for sure. So it's just a good knowing, you know, that obviously we need to continue to do what we can do to heal ourselves on all levels. And, you know, if that means that you need to make some fine tuning to your diet, to your exercise, to your spiritual practices, to your the way you handle stress in your life, all of the areas, that's what we should be doing. And, you know, the idea is the more that we do that stuff, the more healing we do, the more help that we give ourselves, the easier it is to navigate through all of the things that we go through. The thing about being here in the human experience is that the stressors will never go away. The pathogens, the viruses, the turmoil, that's never going to leave this planet. It will never go away. But if we are in a better state of being, if we are in a more stable state of being, then when we go through these kind of energetic storms, they pass quicker and we come out, you know, kind of unscathed. It doesn't take us out or down for the count. And so that's kind of what our goal needs to be. That's where we want to go. So we have big energy this week. The entire week is going to be a big energy week. And this is because we are officially in eclipse season. This is the, you know, this is the, your party invitation has been sent. The party starts now. But we are having our first eclipse of the season, which is going to happen on the 19th, 20th. And it happens to be a rare hybrid solar eclipse, which is, you know, it's, if you kind of, you can go and look some of this up. It's kind of interesting. Apparently there's like a ring of fire that actually happens around it. We won't be able to see it from this part of the world. But on the other side of the world, they will actually be able to see it, which is, hopefully we can see some pictures of that online somewhere. But this is also, so of course the solar eclipse comes in with the new moon. So that's two big energies coming in together. The new moon solar eclipse is in the sign of Aries. And so this, you know, the Aries energy is the warrior energy, the about courage, about confidence. And you know what, and it's funny because, you know, as an Aries, you know, that's, you know, the energy probably, you know, if most people were to, you know, think or what I present, that's probably what they would see on the outside is the courage, the confidence, the warrior energy. But, you know, the opposite. So when we go out of balance, remember what happens is it's usually the opposite of the energies. And, you know, this definite, you know, past few months have most definitely taken me into the opposite energy of the warrior, right? I was smack dab into victim mode for a really, really long time. I definitely did not have any courage or feel any courage at all. It, you know, in the opposite, I, you know, felt completely defeated. And most definitely did not have any confidence because I was totally 100% unsure of what I was supposed to be doing or where I was supposed to be going or even how I was supposed to be helping myself. So those are, you know, those are the, all of the opposite energies that come in. So when we come into this big energy that's coming through, if we're not feeling that energy that it comes through with, the warrior, the courage, the confidence, and we're feeling anything that's less than it shows us that that's where we need a little bit of help and a little bit of support. This energy will do that. It will come through with those frequencies to help you. But if you're, again, if your frequencies, if you got a chance to watch the satsang that we did about the layers of frequency and how, you know, if you have multiple layers of a certain frequency, you will always be attracting that frequency into your experience, including into your physical body. And so that's the same thing that happens if this energy with the solar eclipse and the new moon's coming in and it has the warrior energy, it has the courage, it has the confidence, but it comes to you and it hits you at a place where vibrationally you're vibrating at fear or you're vibrating in lack or, you know, you're vibrating in victim energy. If any of that, that energy will stop that energy from coming in. And so what we need to do is we need to continually be working on removing and releasing those frequencies so that when the positive frequencies come in, then we can actually use them. We, you know, there's room in our energetic being that we can actually use them. So lots of work for us to be doing, lots of opportunity for us to have the awareness of what frequencies we're hanging on to or holding on to. And we'll do some clearing of that when we do our, we're going to do our healing, this week, I think it is, but watch for the Zoom link. We'll do some releasing, some letting go of some of the stuck energies that we do have. So this, the energy that's going to be coming through is going to be shaking things up. Of course, when we come into the new moon energy, the solar eclipse energy, it is about closure and endings. So it's going to be like, again, you know, it's like you going through the spring cleanup, what stays, what goes, what can I get rid of, what no longer serves me. That's going to be coming a big time for you. And they're just showing me, they're saying eyes within. So this is, again, don't look around you for your problems. Don't look at your partner and your children and your, you know, family members or your work coworkers. Look within for your stuff, because that's where the problems are. That's where the fixing needs to happen. That's where the healing needs to happen. You know, we can't fix the people around us and expect the people around us to be acting the way we want them to be if we don't have the healing done for ourselves. You know, and I can honestly say, you know, as somebody who, you know, is a healer, somebody who has, you know, clients for years and years and years, that I've spent the majority of my life helping and healing other people and not helping and healing myself. And so pay attention to that, because, you know, it's programming that, you know, makes us kind of like, and well, an ego and pain body, of course, but that makes us think that we need to go outside of ourselves to fix ourselves. And so this energy coming through will certainly give us all the opportunity to go inward and be able to have that, you know, the conversations with ourselves about what's working, what's not working. I've been doing a lot of stuff with kinesiology lately, and so I'll start to share that stuff with you guys. Cool thing about, you know, going through what I'm going through is it's giving me lots of opportunity to look into ways of supporting myself. And of course, when I do that, then I'm able to share that with everybody as well. So this energy is going to help us to see the truth. We're going to be seeing the truth in a lot of things. Again, on the political front, on the news front, we're going to see that. I'm not watching the news or listening to any of that stuff anymore, so I have no idea what's going on. But that's going to be coming through. They're going to be shining the light on a lot of that stuff. Remember that this energy, when it's coming through, it can really be unsettling to our nervous system, right? Because it's that shakeup, it's that revealing of stuff. It's kind of like, you know, it's funny because, you know, as a psychic medium, there are, you know, the clients obviously that book with you, that come to you, they really want to see you. But there's also the people that are afraid of you. So back in the day, I haven't done the groups for a while, but when I was doing the groups in person, there'd always be a couple of people that, you know, somebody would bring with them, and they'd be, you know, sitting in the group for the readings, and they would be nervous. They would be really, really nervous because they would be afraid of what might come through, or afraid of what would be said. And so it's, you know, it's that same kind of energy that's coming through right now. It shakes things up. It brings things up to the surface. So do yourself a favor, though, and don't be afraid of the unknown. Don't be afraid of what might happen, because I can tell you this, that fear is going to be very, very poisonous to your entire system. So whatever it is that's happening, or whatever it is that's going to come through, you're meant to know about it when you're meant to know about it. So don't have any fear of the unknown, right? And so we might have, you know, this week, there might be moments where you're feeling like real things are unbearable, like you're just feeling shook to the core. And so do yourself a favor and make this like a week really of going within, of having the conversation with your subconscious mind. So remember, your subconscious mind has everything stored, all of it, every single possible memory, event, experience. It has it all there for reference on what's good for you, what's not good for you, what you need to balance, what you don't. And so if we can do more connecting with our subconscious mind and using that as a reference, right? Using it, you know, what if someone gave you like a big book and said, okay, here's the book that you need to look through if you're making any decisions about anything, or what's good for you, what's bad for you. That we hold that book. We have it. So this week, if you can do that kind of connecting with your subconscious mind, which then of course is, you know, your intuition, your higher self, if you can do a little bit more connecting with that and listen to your body, really listen to your body, has a really high intelligence to it, like incredibly high intelligence. And so listen to your body and see what it has to say to you this week. And that's what's going to get us through this week, is that going inward. So, you know, maybe less listening to all of the other stuff or being bothered or irritated by the other people, and more just kind of going the inward, and in a soft way, in a gentle way, in a, you know, like in a the comforts of home way, in that way. So I want to just, they showed me this deck of cards, and I haven't pulled cards for a really long time for myself or anybody else, but I pulled out this deck of cards. And what I'm going to do is give you guys kind of an opportunity to get a little bit of a message for you personally for this week. So right now, when you're listening to this, just go in, close your eyes, take a couple of breaths, and then connect with your divine guidance team and ask them, what theme should I have for this week, or what help do I need for this week? What's most helpful? What's going to be helpful for me? And then I want you just to pick a number, 1, 2, 3, or 4. And then see what number comes up for you, what number they show you, or you hear, or you feel. So 1, 2, 3, or 4. And you might get a couple numbers. They might show you 2 numbers, and that's okay. So pay attention to both of the messages. Okay, ready? So if you saw number one, card number one, your card is finding balance. So this is going to be really important for you. Everything that we just talked about, but more so for you, balance is going to be key to that. So really find out what that means. You know, we kind of, you know, get bombarded with the, oh, everything in moderation. If you do it in moderation, then you'll be okay. But moderation can be a little bit, you know, so find out what that means for you about creating balance. What will make you feel more balanced in your life? Okay. Card number two is content with what I already have. So they're telling me this is all about gratitude, that card. Gratitude, gratitude, gratitude. So also humbleness, also coming into, so letting go of ego, letting go of all of that, kind of feeling the gratitude and the thankfulness for what you do have and where you are at, which is really important to do. Card number three is clarity of mind. Okay, and that's a really, really good one. They're showing me music in this. So they're saying that literally you need to be like shutting your mind down. So sometimes just playing music, allowing yourself to listen to music can be helpful in that way. Something to override the thoughts. And so music can be helpful in that way for sure. If that card came up for you, that's just too much thinking about things. There's been too much thought about it. It's time to give yourself a break, especially this week. Otherwise, it's going to feel chaotic and chaos. Card number four is make the best of it. And this is for anybody who is going through anything that's kind of really difficult, really uncomfortable right now. It's kind of like putting yourself in that surrender mode. It's putting yourself in that it is what it is. I know some people hate when they say that. I used to be one of those people that I used to hate. My husband would always say it is what it is. But that card number four is really kind of just being like, okay, well, here it is. It is what it is. So I'm going to make the best of it. Okay, guys. So it'd be awesome to see you guys at the healing. I understand. I think it's during the day, and I had to do that this month for all of the scheduling reasons. So if you don't get a chance to make the lives, please go into the hub. Make sure you do the replay. Remember, there's no such thing as space or time. So the healing will be very powerful for you as well. Also, when we do the readings, everything else. Okay, sending you guys huge, huge blessings. And I will talk to you guys soon. Have a great week.